Hey y'all, good afternoon, Grand Rising, good evening around the world. So I wanted to come and talk to you about a portaling report I just had. I was, how can I describe this? I was in another country. It kind of reminded me of Spain or Italy, but it was more of a Mediterranean / Middle Eastern area. It's like, I got heirs of Spain, Portugal, Tunisia, one of those countries. I'm thinking it could have even been Spain. And we know that Spain had a huge African presence, and still, you can still see elements of the African presence in Spain. But I was there earlier about an hour and a half ago, and I woke up out of that experience and I had a headache. So getting up having a headache, and, you know, there are certain times when I have dreams, and then there are other times when I have an actual portaling experience where astrally I travel somewhere else, or I travel somewhere else in time. Even if it's in present day, it could be to another country or to another region. And then other times it could be to another time period. But in this particular experience, several things happened, but I seem to be the center of attention for some reason. And I don't like personally, even in real life, like, I'm reserved, I'm laid back. I don't like to be the center of attention. I'm just me, you know. I keep to myself, and that's just what it is. I am a bit eccentric. Oh, for sure. That's all that Sagittarius in my chart. Oh yeah, a bitch is eccentric, and I do like dark and unknown, mysterious shit, okay? So, therefore, by default, I am mysterious, if you will. That's that Scorpio also. But I like to keep to myself. I'm laid back or whatever. But in this experience, there were some gods and goddesses there that were looking down upon me like, oh, this new kid on the block, bitch. It's like, oh, this new kid on the block. So what had happened was, for some reason, a whole bunch of African relatives came around me, and I knew we had to be related because I don't see myself. I just know we were related in some kind of way, because of the energy I could feel, but I was cooking food, and then they were eating the food, and some of the dishes that I was cooking was like those giant prawn shrimp, tiger shrimp. I was making that. I made some fish, and the dish that I was making reminded me of a Mediterranean tagine dish. But if you know what a tagine or tangine is, then you know what I'm talking about. It's really popular in Tunisia, which, of course, Tunisia is across the water from what? Spain and Portugal, okay? So I was making this dish. The atmosphere reminded me of like old Italy, old Spain, or even old Greece. But I knew it wasn't Greece because it was a little bit too hot to be Greece. So I know it had to be in the Spain region, you know, across the strait. It was between some, either it was on the side of Africa or the side of the of Europe, which is, you know, one side is on the Strait of Gibraltar, and then the other side is Africa, okay? Well, I was on the European side, I believe, and these African ancestors of mine and family members that I had never met before came around suddenly, and they were eating my food, and they were talking, and some of them were kind of like looking at me, snubbing their nose a little bit. There were these gods and goddesses there, and I have to call them gods and goddesses because all they did was, they stood off to the side and they refused to eat. All the human beings, if you will, were eating. But these others did not eat. They stood in a straight line and they refused to eat. And all they did was observe. And every now and then they would whisper to each other and then look, you know, and scope me out, scope out the situation. And several of them were looking a bit disapprovingly at first. And then after a while, it's kind of like they got over their snark and arrogance and got up off of my back. But I'm going to show you what they look like. This is the interesting thing. I had to find something that they look like. And this is what brought back my memory to this video called All the Stars with Kendrick Lamar and SZA. Okay, now I don't find this coincidence because I was just talking about Drake to a friend of mine yesterday. Me and my homeboy was just talking about Drake yesterday, and we know Drake just said in a lyric in his video, what was that, Mr. Right Now, he said that he dated SZA in 2008 and she confirmed it. So here comes SZA popping up. But this video here features these gods that are very tall, gods and goddesses that are very tall. Now these women here, if you see, they're very tall. And then they're not paying him any attention. And it's just like how those gods did me in my vision. But this is how they were standing in my experience. It wasn't a vision. It was an astral experience. This is how they were standing, just like this. But they were closer together. They were close enough together that if they just moved their arms a few inches, like maybe 2 or 3 inches, they would touch the other one. But it was not four of them. It was eight of them in a line like this. And this is the approximate height difference, too. Where you see Kendrick Lamar here, these are goddesses, okay? The ones that I was in this experience with were the same height difference as Kendrick has this height difference in this image. And this is a clip from the video. But there were, I think there were two men, but the rest of them were women, all right? And one of my relatives, see, and you can see, look how he's looking up to them. This is how I was looking up to them. But I was just kind of, I was finishing preparing this meal that people were eating. And then I was watching them off to the side, but I never actually went and stood in front of them like this until the end of the astral experience. And when I stood in front of them, they kind of had like a screw face or whatever. They had a screw face like who you think you are or whatever. And I didn't say anything. You know, I didn't say anything. But when I turned back to some of my relatives, which let me say, baby, these relatives, there was two particular ladies. Now, there were a lot of so-called ancestors around. But I have to just call them ancestors because I don't know who was related how. Like, I don't know if that was a second cousin, if that was auntie, uncle. I just know it was a whole bunch of people around me that were African ancestors. And there were two in particular that were real, real thick women. I mean, like, they was thick, thick women. Real thick. And they was the ones at the table that was with the shits. Now, I don't know who these ancestors are. Look, I don't know if there's a goddess that fits this description, but I mean, they was thick, okay? That's all I'm gonna say about it. They was thick, all right? They was big mama, all right? And so they were eating my food, and then one of them was a little bit more standoffish and quiet than the other one, but the main one that was closest to me as I was putting food onto her plate, which is interesting when we talk about ancestors, because as you know, when you prepare food for ancestors for your altar, the food has got to be fresh and hot and ideally is what they want. Now, as I was giving her her plate and finishing serving, she was like, she's like, girl, don't pay them no mind. You know, they got them hard. I said, yeah. I said, they think they all that with them hard ass flip flops on. And I was talking about these particular gods and goddesses that were standing back staring like they had a problem. And she was like, girl, don't pay them no mind. They all stuck up. They all bougie. She didn't use the term bougie, but she was like, they think they're better or whatever. And I was like, yeah, they got them hard. I looked them up and down. I was like, they got them hard ass flip flops on. And the other one that was being standoffish, the other ancestor, the thick lady that was sitting at the table, she was like, yeah, and and hard flip flops make your feet hurt, make your feet ugly, and your feet look ugly, that means you look dead. She said, you don't take care of your feet, it make you look like you dead. And I was like, oh goodness, Lord, have mercy. Y'all shady as fuck. Damn, ancestors be shady. And then I got, then after she said that, I started laughing. And then it's like I walked out of the place where I was serving them. Of course, none of the gods or goddesses replied to that. But I started laughing and I walked out, and then I came out of the experience. I was back in my body. I was back in my body. But I'm just telling you this because ancestors be with the shits too. Okay. Now, I don't know who these goddesses were, but just like they're looking at Kendrick Lamar in this clip here, in this image here, they were looking at me the same way. Okay. So I don't know if that was some kind of initiation, because that happened at the day after that read came out about having an army of spirit guides at your command and a legion of spirit guides at my command. So I don't know if, though I know those two are tied together, I just don't know how. But I also am going to play this song because I was just scrolling through Tidal and something led me to Pusha T's playlist. Now, me and my homeboy did talk about Pusha T briefly. He mentioned his name yesterday, but I was listening to Pusha T the day before that, before the homeboy ever called, because I don't talk to him as often as I used to. So I was listening to Pusha T, but I didn't listen to this song. And so when I was about to report this portaling experience, I got on his playlist and I was just scrolling all of his tracks, even when he was back with Good Music, when he was with Kanye West. And this one song caught my eye, and it's called New God Flow. Now, he might be talking about slanging or whatever, but it's the energy of the song came up. And so I'm going to play that song, and then I'm going to play this video to Kendrick Lamar and SZA's All the Stars, which is, of course, from what? The Black Panther soundtrack. Now, this was always one of my favorite songs when it came out. I enjoy the song. The energy of the song is very royal, but it's very mysterious too. So I'm gonna play this song, New God Flow by Pusha T, and it makes sense, because if that's why they were looking down on me, then that makes sense. If they were looking down on me because I'm some kind of new initiate or new goddess, that makes sense why they were acting like that. Because if you even look in Greek mythology and in the Egyptian mythology and mythology of other cultures, you will notice stories about the older gods not wanting to accept the newer gods. The older goddesses really kind of being standoffish, a lot of them, to the newer goddesses. That's all over mythology. So it does happen. I couldn't understand at first. I just was serving the food to the ancestors and all the people that I just as much as they could eat. Like I said, there was some kind of fish there, but it was made in a Mediterranean. I had prepared it in a Mediterranean and / African style. And then there was some tiger shrimp there that I prepared the same way. And I don't remember any vegetables, but there was drink there, but I don't know what kind of drink it was. I just remember serving the actual food. So these ancestors appeared out of nowhere. It's like when the food was there, then here they are. And it was almost like the element of having an ancestral altar, because they just appeared out of nowhere and then they got their food and then they would linger for a little bit and talk to each other, some of them, and then they would be gone. It's like when I would look up, they would be gone. I didn't see where they went, you know, they would just be gone. And we were on kind of like a patio, like an old style Spanish terrace or patio. So I'm going to play this song, New God Flow, and then I'm going to show you this video for those who haven't seen this video. I'm sure most people have, but I want to show you the video so that you can see how these women are looking down on Kendrick Lamar, because that's exactly how the goddesses and the gods in my astral experience look down upon me. Like just because you a newbie don't mean we're going to go easy on you. You still going to have to prove yourself. Now, I'm not saying I'm a god or a goddess like that to be arrogant. I'm talking about spiritually. All right. I'm talking about spiritual rank, if you will. I do feel that I have goddess energy incarnate. Matter of fact, one of those readings that I showed yesterday on the Fuck With Me, You Know I Got It video, one of the readings said you have an ancient goddess energy. And she said, and it's the goddess that first comes to your mind. And the first goddess that came to my mind was Sekhmet from Egypt. Okay. So that will probably also explain my love of cats and why cats love me, why they've always loved me. There was a cat that my mother had when I was an infant. Really, she had the cat before I was even born, I think. If she didn't have the cat before I was born, she had the cat right after I, like while she was pregnant with me, because I remember being like a little toddler just learning to walk, and Princess was there. And the cat was named Princess. And Princess was a Persian cat. Interesting that she would be Persian, and like I said, there's some Palestinian in the bloodline on my father's side, and Persia or Iran is not far from Palestine. Okay. But yeah, Princess was a Persian. She was beautiful. And child, when something happened, I ain't gonna tell you what happened to Princess. It wasn't fair, but Princess got hurt and she ended up losing one of her eyes. And then I don't know how Princess passed away later, but either way it go, I know now that that cat was my protector, because everywhere I was, Princess was. That cat watched me. I remember when I was a little toddler, like I said, I had to be no more than like 2 or 3 at the most. And I remember that cat was always watching me. So having Sekhmet energy come through makes a lot of sense for me. So let me get to the point without all this damn rambling I'm doing. Let me get to my new God flow. Pusha T, Kanye West. All right.
Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that body. Come and have a good time with G.O.T.
I believe there's a God above me. I'm just the God of everything else. I put holes in everything else. New God flow, fuck everything else. Supreme dope dealer, write it in bold letters. They love a nigga spirit like Pocket the Coachella. They said Push ain't fit with the umbrella.
They love a nigga spirit like Pocket the Coachella. They say a nigga ain't fit like a, what did he say about an umbrella, bitch? That's why I picked, see, this is why I was supposed to be paying attention to this song. This is why I just picked, like, I zoomed in on this song for some reason. I'm going to start this over. Listen carefully to the lyrics. I just talked about new God, new goddess. All right? Listen. He said they love a nigga spirit. Is that why all them ancestors were around me? I don't know, but I have to report this stuff because people have these kinds of experiences and they're afraid to talk about it. So I'm going to go back.
Party that ball, shake that body, party that ball. Come and have a good time with G.O.D. next till they can't breathe. Claim they five stars but sell you dreams. They say death multiplies by three. Line them all up and let's just see. Fuck 'em, yay. Fuck 'em, yay. I wouldn't piss on that nigga with grandma, yay. They see the shop in the Target. Can't nobody hold me down.
Shake that body, party that bomb. Shake that body, party that bomb. Shake that body, party that body. Come and have a good time with G-O-D.
Hold up, I ain't trying to stunt, man. But the Yeezys jumped over the jump, man. Went from most hated to the champion God flow. I guess that's a feeling only me and LeBron know. I'm living three dreams. Biggie Smalls, Dr. King, Rodney Kings. Cause we can't get along. No resolution till we drown. All these haters, rest in peace of Whitney Houston. Cars, money, girls and the clothes. Oh man, you sold your soul. Nah man, mad people was fronting. Oh man, made something for nothing. Picture working so hard and you can't cut through. That can mess up your whole life like an uncle that touched you. What has the world come to? I'm from the 312. Well, cops don't come through and dreams don't come true. Like that of God, yo, when it's mercy and lie. Go from working McDonald's, barely paying a condo. He even got enough to get his mama a condo. Then they ran up and shot him right in front of his mom. 40 killings in a week and 40 killings in a week. Man, the summer too high, you can feel it in the street. Welcome to Sunday service, if you hope to someday service. We got green in the eyes, just follow my egg sermon. Did Moses never part the water with the cane? Did drippers not make a art when I made it rain? Did Yeezy not get signed by Hovind Dame? And ran to Jacob and made the new Jesus chain? In Jesus' name, let the cry say, I'm on fire, ay, that's a Richard Price, say. And we'll annihilate anybody that violate. Ask any dope what you know, they admire, yeah.
Shake that body, party, yeah. That bomb. Shake that body, party, that bomb. Shake that body, party, that body. Come and have a good time with G.O.D.
Good music, good music, good music, good music. And all my niggas say, good music. And all my ladies say, good music. I don't know, but I've been told. I don't know, but I've been told. If you get fresh, get all the hoes. Get fresh, get out of
hoes.
I'm way fresher than all my
foes. Okay, that's enough, Kanye West. Okay, that's enough, nigga. Ugh. Okay, so let me find this. Not the lyrics. I don't want the lyrics. I want the real video. Now, this will be a probably, I'm sure this will be a copyright claim naturally, but not a copyright strike because I'm making commentary and it's acceptable under fair use, okay, when you use copywritten content for educational purposes, research commentary, etc. All right. Let me go back.
Congratulations. I recognize your false confidence and calculated promises all in your conversation. I hate people that feel entitled. Look at me crazy cause I didn't invite you. Oh, you important, you the moral to the story. You endorsing, motherfucker, I don't even like you. Corrupt a man's heart with a gift. That's how you find out who you're dealing with. A small percentage you I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning. Oh, my mama, that's the realest shit.
By the way, pay attention to the Black Panthers. Mistaken, when I saw SZA in this video in that red, SZA's a Scorpio, so it makes sense that her and Drake would be attracted to each other. Yeah, she's in a November 8th Scorpio. So who else has November 8th? Diddy has a November 8th birthday, and Kaya, we know Kaya's mouth is off the chain. Kaya is a November 8th Scorpio as well, as is Chef Gordon Ramsay. So there are quite a few famous ones with the 11-8 birthday, all right? So, or 8-11, depending on how you write that. So yeah, these gods and goddesses, I don't know who they are yet. It may be revealed to me at some point, but I just wanted to share that it happened. And I don't believe it's coincidence that it happened right after I had those readings come out, as I said before, about an army of spirit guides. And right as I was feeding these ancestors in the video, not in the video, I'm reading the word video, feeding these ancestors on the astral. Okay. And so, there were some non-African diaspora ancestors there at first before the African ones came in, but I don't know who they were. All I know is there was a couple of men and a couple of women there, but they were not Caucasian. They reminded me of Mediterranean peoples, and Yeah, they looked mostly like Mediterranean peoples, which makes sense because I've always been drawn to that area, but also there are blood disorders that are found in Mediterranean peoples, like sickle beta thalassemia, sickle beta zero, and other conditions that Italians, Greeks, Arab descent people do have. And so though my phenotype comes out of Africa, but my phenotypes come out of Africa, some of them are also traced to India. Okay, and that ties in with that past life I told y'all about, where I saw myself before I ever came here. So I know there's a place, there are places that souls are other than here, meaning in the earth, because I've seen myself as well as other people before they ever came here. And when I came here, when I first landed here, literally landed here, it was in India. Now I'm going to show you how I landed here. This is not just me. The other people have come here in the same way. So let's see if I can find this. If y'all don't know, Thor lands in Wakanda. Is that a thing for real? Well, let's just, okay, well, let's use this. I don't want to use that clip. That's not the clip I was looking for. As you know, people can also, if you're into spirituality and interdimensional studies, people can also walk in, you know, portaling. But the way I came was like how Thor arrives in these movies, and I wasn't the only one who came down here like that. Okay. Now that was one way. There's one that I prefer other than that. And this is how a lot of earth angels or incarnated angels end up coming here. Now, like I said, that's how it happened for me in the first life. I don't know how I got here in other lives. I don't know whether I left and came back, because I haven't been able to see that. Where would that be? Because I know when he first, that's too long of a clip though. Angels. I think that's probably fake. If it's a major channel like that, like The Finest covering it, it's probably fake, y'all. I have to look for a good clip to depict that. And when I find it, because I don't want to waste your time, when I find it, I'll come back and show it. But I do want to show you this right quick for the skeptics out there. I don't care about the skeptics. Let's just say that. Let's just get that motherfucking shit out the way. Y'all just remain skeptical until you take your last breath and you see what come to get your ass, come to carry you off. Okay? So I saw this on All Scars Heal Tarot channel. She's a Scorpio. She's in Britain. Like I said, some of your best readers on this motherfucker is Scorpios, meaning on YouTube is Scorpios. Where the hell is that post at? Did she take it down? Because I know I just saw it. She just posted this shit. One day ago. Yeah, she took that down. Here it is. Guess they finally come to take me home. Look at these lights, yo. She took this picture. What kind of modern American aircraft look like that? Or any kind of country aircraft that we know of got lights like that. So, you know, you got Cooling with Tea. Let me shout out to Cooling with Tea. She hasn't been doing any content lately, but she had this on her community page. There is a war that is taking place over our heads. It got closer in August when the California lightning strike fires occurred. I'm saying much without saying too much. I've already told you enough to get your shit together. Things are serious now, and all I can say is that what happens in your life next is totally up to you. Strength in numbers. Christ is the truth, in case you missed the memo. No fear over here, only faith. But spend more time with people you love. Be mindful of your surroundings and be safe. Now, if you all remember, I talked about Marvel's Eternals and how many, and I did a special video discussing the Eternals, and this movie has not come out yet, but I talked about how a lot of us was going to get our powers back. Why did I, if there's no relation and there's no correlation to this, you got the post by Cooling with Tea, you got the post by All Scars Heal Tarot showing you some UFOs, okay? And then I'm having this experience where there's some kind of initiation going on with these gods and goddesses. So if a lot of us are not about to get our powers back for whatever war is really about to rise up, then what is going on here? I know I'm not imagining it, baby. Okay, I got an imagination, but I don't make shit up like that, you know? So Marvel's Eternals. And I talked about the history of Marvel's Eternals on my channel. I will link that in the description box of this video, okay? You're gonna have a lot of superhero movies coming out, and the only reason why they're not coming out like they usually do is because of the COVID situation. But they're going to be showing you in every superhero movie they come out with, they're going to be showing you what people can be capable of. And like I was telling Low Key T yesterday when we were on the phone, shout out to Low Key T. I did a couple of interviews. We did a segment yesterday on his channel. That'll be linked in the box. His channel will be linked in the box, and you'll see him up there. I was telling him yesterday, these powers or these gifts are what I feel connected to junk DNA, okay? And DNA that has so-called not been turned on by science's admission. Well, some people is beginning to turn on, okay? And so when I think about these things, it's very interesting to me, because when I've been talking about these things, the CIA has admitted that remote viewing is real, okay? Is ESP real? Ban TED Talk. Here we go. Ban TED Talk about psychic abilities by Russell Targ, okay? You can check that out. I'll link that in the box. CIA Project Stargate. And a lot of people will say that if it's declassified, then It must not be any real information, but that's not necessarily true. Okay. We got to think of that show also on Netflix called Stranger Things, where they took the psychic child, and that was clearly the agency that they were depicting at the nuclear plant. Okay. So this one, psychic Uri Geller claims the CIA hired him to investigate the JFK assassination. Now, I don't believe that. You know why? Because they already know who did it. Why do you need a psychic to tell you? Okay, here's another video. Dean Radin, The Esoteric Science of ESP, or Extrasensory Perception, Waking Cosmos. Dean Radin, PhD, has a conversation with Adrian about real magic and the scientific study of psychic phenomena. Okay, topics discussed also include life after death, mystical experiences, the mental origins of the universe, the evidence of telepathy, and James Randi's famous $1 million prize. I don't know what that is, but either way. Okay, remote viewing. Here we go. Remote viewing in the reality of psychic phenomena. Waking Cosmos. Garrett Model, PhD, or Model, PhD. He's a physicist, y'all, at the University of Colorado, who has carried out extensive scientific experiments exploring ESP, also known as psi phenomena. Okay, these are PhDs admitting to you that it's real. So all the skeptics who sit on their ass and eat Cheetos and read Sports Illustrated, I'm not going to trust you when I know from my own experience the shit is real, and when the PhDs are admitting it's real. I'd rather trust the PhD than some Joe Schmo who just is a skeptic because they're elitist, they're arrogant, they're a narcissist, they're a sociopath or a psychopath, and they just think they know everything, okay? Like my piece of shit ex-husband, okay? That motherfucker. I'd rather trust a PhD than a motherfucker that sits on his ass all day and don't do nothing with his life. All right. So that being said, y'all know how I get. Anyway, exploring psychic abilities. Garrett Model, or Model, PhD. There are so many different programs with the agency, but either way, y'all can do interesting research into this if you want. Voice to Skull, V2K. I've talked about this before on my channel. Voice to Skull technology, which is a form of mind control, all right? It's real stuff. So when we talk about people like Garrett Model, or Model, I don't know how you pronounce it because I haven't heard it pronounced. Garrett Model, PhD, from the University of Colorado. Let me tell you something. There are two places in this country that have the highest per capita number of PhDs, meaning the highest number of PhDs in a group of people per capita, okay? The highest number of PhDs in the country exists in two places in America. One is in Boulder, Colorado. And the other is in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, Research Triangle Park around Duke University and UNC Chapel Hill. Those two places in America have the highest per capita number of PhDs. Boulder, Colorado has been known as the smartest city in America. And now I think Durham surpassed them after like a couple years ago, some years ago, Durham surpassed Boulder, Colorado as the smartest city in the country. Okay, so I used to live there. So when we talk about PhDs admitting that psychic phenomena is real, the skeptics really don't have a leg to stand on other than fucking arrogance. Because when we talk about a PhD, you have to go through years of having your ideas challenged by your colleagues and by the industry that you're going into. Years, okay? Me personally, I'm about to enter a doctoral program, which is of a metaphysical and philosophical nature. All right. So when we talk about your, and I'm not saying that having a PhD makes you smarter than a regular person. I'm saying that if you've gone through the rigorous effects a rigorous routine and hey, it's like being hazed. I've heard people say it like it's like being hazed to get your PhD. When you've gone through that to prove yourself and you are awarded that degree, it don't matter whether people believe in degrees or not. That is hard work. And if you are awarded that PhD in your field of study, not only by the university or college that you're receiving it from, but your papers are supported by the industry that you're in and or colleagues and or sponsors. Like if you're in biological sciences and you have a pharmaceutical company that wants to support your study, if you have people that are supporting you, then clearly you can't be a liar and somebody who makes shit up. So that's why I'm saying, when you have PhDs coming out telling you that ESP and remote viewing and psychic phenomena is real, you might want to stop lying on people who really do have the gifts. You might also want to stop poo-pooing it away as non-existent. This is one of the ways that that the so-called powers that be remain so powerful, all right? They know the shit is real. Psychic spies. Interesting, right? Didn't I tell you that the agency came after me in a past life? Didn't I tell you about that? I told y'all I'd be making shit up. I told you they came after me in a past life. And I used the example of Stranger Things on Netflix and how they got the psychic child, right? See, here we go. Approved for release, unclassified, August 1995, use of psychic spies reported. Reference, FYI, interesting stuff. These are CIA documents. Do you see the CIA record number right here? CIA-RDP-96-0079, etc. These are their real documents. And then people that don't believe in gang stalking, why do they have the words target in here? I've already proved that gang stalking is real. They got a whole manual on that. Okay. CIA files reveal how the U.S. used psychics to spy on Iran. I got to laugh at this because I told y'all earlier this year that I thought Iran had a very interesting weapon that people are sleeping on now. I told you that, right? I told you that I felt like they had a really interesting weapon that people would be shocked by. The CIA admits psychic abilities are real, but cannot figure out the science behind it. Of course, because it's a spiritual science. That's why, a metaphysical science. According to CIA document declassified on 8-7-2000, titled Coordinate Remote Viewing CRV Technology between 1981 and 1983. Interesting that I was born in 83. Anyway, submitted to the organization August 4 of 83, Coordinate Remote Viewing, quote, utilized through the methodologies that have been developed, works with remarkable precision. Again, utilized or when used, with the methodologies that have been developed, it works. Remote viewing works with remarkable precision. But the individuals who submitted it admitted that they were, quote unquote, unable to explain in a conventional terminology why it is that the coordinate serves as a stimulus in the manner it does. Nevertheless, they were convinced that David Bohm's model of quantum mechanics provided a potentially plausible explanatory hypothesis for the mechanisms that make it possible. David Bohm, or Bohm, I can't remember how his name's pronounced. It's been some years since I've looked at his stuff, was a controversial yet brilliant luminary in physics who argued that the entirety of the cosmos is populated with quantum black holes that lead from the quote-unquote explicate order of space-time to a realm that transcends space and time, which he referred to as the quote-unquote implicate order, explicate versus implicate. These black holes were termed holospheres and hypothesized as the mechanism which connects the implicate order to the explicate order. From the perspective of the remote viewer, it is possible that the signal line we acquire is mediated by these holospheres, which connects us with an implicate order that is conceptually more or less identical to the Eastern concept of Akasha, or the Akashic Records, as articulated in the work of writers such as Swami Vivekananda. And you can actually find Swami Vivekananda's teachings on YouTube. I'll show you that right quick, and then I'll come back to that article. Because I was subscribed to this channel. I thought I was still subscribed. So you can find Swami Vivekananda's clips, documentaries, and a lot about him, okay? So the explicate order in which we ordinarily live, and I've heard a lot about explicate order, in which we ordinarily live and move, have our being as so-called unfolded from this implicate order and houses the world of ordinary objects and consciousness, which includes what remote viewers know or have known as the liminal, the subliminal, and the subconscious orders. Okay, this is what that show on Netflix called Lock and Key was about. Unlocking the subconscious and those various levels of order. Okay? There's universal order, there's macrocosmic order, there's microcosmic order. It goes pretty deep. That's why I said, if you call yourself being a spiritualist and you haven't ever studied any kind of quantum physics or quantum mechanics, then you really are not going as deep as you can go into it. You also have to have some kind of knowledge of philosophy, metaphysics, which is technically philosophical. You have to have a basis of some science. I'm not saying that you can't be a spiritualist without it, but if you really want to find out how this stuff works, you know, then you have to go into these realms. The quantum, okay? So this is a longer article. I'll read this last paragraph, and then if you want to check it out, then you can read it. It'll be in the box. I'll link it. It says, Baum's implicate order, he hypothesized, contained subquantum variables that were responsible for the alleged hidden variables that made quantum phenomena so unpredictable. In this respect, he was not merely engaging in quantum mechanics, but subquantum mechanics. I just said before I ever read that, that if you don't know anything about quantum physics and quantum mechanics, then you cannot effectively unlock these gifts and or understand them. Now, I'm never going to understand them fully, but there's an attempt there. So, not merely engaging in quantum mechanics, but subquantum mechanics, which he believed contained the key to understanding how the universe unfolded from a kind of universal mind or supreme intelligence that pervades the entire cosmos at all times, also known as the universal intelligence. According to this model, data is unfolded from the non-spatio-temporal implicate order, which forms within the explicate order, at which the point the explicate order then once again communicates with the implicate order in a way that impacts subsequent unfoldings within the explicate order from the implicate order. So it's very complex, in other words. All right, so skipping down, it says the reason the CIA was and likely still is so interesting in Baum's physics is because of its crucial ramifications for subjectivity. He was an idealist, like many of the most important founders of quantum mechanics, which means that he believed that consciousness was primary, rather than emerging from a fundamentally physical or inert or unmovable mechanistic world. Not unmovable, inert means not moving on its own, mechanistic world. According to Baum, there is a kind of universal mind that precedes the physical world and generates it from its storehouse of meaning. On an individual level, a thought is enfolded into your consciousness, which then unfolds a certain thought, which then folds back, and so on, in a kind of reciprocal dynamic that mirrors the fundamental nature of the cosmos itself. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. All right. So when we talk about getting powers back, and, you know, when we think of why they show you these superhero movies. It's not just to make money, okay? Meet Newsweek. Meet the former Pentagon scientist who says psychics can help American spies. Interesting. So why would they say psychics can help if psychics are full of shit? Now, there are some full of shit people out there, but I'm saying, if psychic gifts are not real, why would somebody that was a scientist working for the agency say that they could actually help the spies? I've talked enough. Let me get up off of here. Thank y'all for listening. I will talk with you soon.